There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
The desperation to be famous is absolutely palpable. With the internet, it's so easy to be a content creator, even if the only content you have is pictures of your feet. From podcasting to Twitter comedians to OnlyFans to YouTube, everybody feels so, so special now. Whenever I sit down to do this podcast, I'm only doing it for the people in front of me. Of course, we appreciate everybody listening, but I want to keep our integrity as long as we can without relying on clickbait or securing the lowest common denominator. We sit without much knowledge of what we will talk about in an effort to provide genuine conversation and reactions, and I know we succeed in that. Everybody and their mama's got a mixtape or a YouTube channel or a podcast without really putting any effort into it. The last thing I want to do is force something upon a listener, dupe them into a click, or annoy them. I guess it's more of an old school way of thinking about it, but when the show means everything to me, I don't want it to turn into something where we're kowtowing or chasing after people that don't want to listen to us, and that's a surefire way of not getting as many listeners as you can. I hate social media. I hate leaving our listenership to a lottery system or a bait and switch. I would hope we can be successful off of our own merit, but I guess we're starting in show business a little bit late to even consider that route. So I don't know. What do you guys feel about the chase, the 15 seconds of fame and shame? Because, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I get clickbaited every day or duped into something. And it doesn't just stop at content creation. It's news. It's whatever you could possibly think on the internet. It all boils down to this one thing now, which is how many clicks can we get? When we get our analytics for our podcast download, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it means. I don't know if somebody listens for 5 seconds, if that gets counted,
right,
and then goes away. I don't really care that much. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anybody who listens to the podcast, I say, I'm sorry. I mean, it's got to build on its own merit as far as our listenership.
We're not much of a merit society anymore, are we?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You say that, but I'm the perpetual positive guy.
Oh, God, here's this glasses half full thing right
but
here.
But Gen Z, for example, are...
Jennifer Zapata?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Gen Z.
Generation Z. No, they are the least likely to fall victim to that clickbait.
Which one is Gen Z?
They're the newest one.
They're born after 2000.
And they've had a phone in their hands since.
They're the least likely to fall to clickbait?
Most likely,
What about all the Fortnite videos I see where it's like, oh, it's the surprised face and the clickbaity title and then nothing actually ever
Maybe
happens.
Maybe an arrow pointed here.
There's an arrow pointed. Yeah. That's clickbait. That's
right, absolutely. You know. But it's the people that are our age or older that are actually falling for that crap. That's what I'm saying.
They consume it but like know at the same time that it's a bunch of BS.
And they are vehemently, they're so against it. If they get tricked by it once, that company, that website, that whatever is not in their parameters anymore. They completely kick it out. I'm going by my own kids.
Right. I'm thinking about things like Mr. Beast and whatever other YouTube, Twitch streamers. I mean, that's specifically Gen Z watching that. And each like episode that goes by on my recommended and this and that is all like the most clickbaity stuff. Like, for example, I had Patrick over, and we went onto YouTube on my Xbox, and it's never been opened, I guess, on there before. So we got to see exactly what they're appealing to with a fresh virgin YouTube account. And it was absolutely, they just assume I'm a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, we come in with a virgin YouTube, and there's like a million videos ready to take advantage of us.
Right.
Well, the way I guess you, I'm sorry, you're describing people that are already consuming somebody's YouTube channel, though. If they're already the kids that are consuming it, the clickbait isn't for them. They're going to consume it whatever is posted. I'm talking about the people that, let's say, USAtoday.com posts on whatever social media a piece of clickbait. And it's the first time this Gen Zer ever comes across this news outlet or whatever, their social media. If they get tricked by that clickbait, they will never trust whatever said news outlet again. If they see something by them, they'll just pass it up. Whereas if they see something, they're just, for whatever reason, my sons, I'm using them as an example, as soon as something clickbaits them, they refuse to go to it again. Whereas boomers, they get clickbaited daily, and they will share the crap that they get clickbaited.
It's like more vulnerable to it.
Exactly.
I did bring up news, but I guess I don't see a lot of Gen Z stuff interacting with news. I guess I'm talking about content creation, which is all clickbait.
Right.
That's all clickbait, and Gen Z is absolutely just swallowing it up. I mean,
I think they've kind of taken it to be the norm, right?
Yeah, regardless of whether or not they enjoy or got clickbaited, quote unquote, they're going to keep returning to the channels that they like. If you like,
because they already like them. Again, this isn't new to them. Isn't somebody presenting something to them?
If you go to
if new
the sandwich shop, and it's the only sandwich shop in town, and all they sell are shit sandwiches. That's what you're going to eat is a shit sandwich, and over time, you're just going to keep eating them and not know that there's sandwiches.
Yeah, we live in a town with very few restaurants, and unfortunately, those towns get to hold us hostage to their bad service, bad food, and it's like, I mean, the best Yelp review you could go and write on there is, it's the only one.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's certainly the attitude of the management and the entire staff.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, they're like an ISP in a small town.
I would say I like the direction this has gone so far, but that's for folks listening that I did tell it was not going to be so preachy this week, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry about
that. Oh, am I coming off preachy? I thought we were talking about, you know, just about what content is now. It's just so weird and different than what it used to be. Yeah, even it's podcasts.
Spectacle, right? I mean, it's kind of seems like that's where our civilization's been going for the last 10,000 years is more like mediocrity sells, you know? Things get less deep. Or maybe not last 10,000, at least since the Renaissance, okay?
Right. I guess I just see it as just a mile wide and an inch deep, you know, the actual content. And I don't know. I don't know if there's actually pressure on, say, us to chase that dragon a little bit. But I don't want to do it.
Right.
It's not going to happen. I mean, I want to keep everything integrity based. I want, even if it's a core group of, no matter if we get super popular, the people that stick with us are going to stick with us because they like it, not because we force it on them.
Yeah.
So it's to a point, like it's gotten to the point, even Joe Rogan, you know, he'll have a podcast. He has a podcast like the channel of JRE Clips and whatnot. And they're always so like, you know, he destroys, or people react super, you know, or check out this. And it's never anything. It's two old men talking. That's really what it boils down to.
So then are we doing ourselves a disservice by not?
That's what, probably. Well, probably.
Yeah, financially, I guess. But I mean, you know,
we're obviously not doing this for financial purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. The average 300 listeners.
Yeah.
And you can cut this out if you want.
No.
But the average 300 folks we're getting a week listening, the same ones that are coming back, I have much more fealty to them.
Yes. Absolutely.
And getting nothing back financially than I would like getting 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, you know, vapid idiots listening to this looking for, hey, you'll never believe we're going to talk about next.
That's right.
Preach, brother.
Yeah.
Preach.
The core 300 that we have, or around about 300 that we have listening, I don't want to insult their intelligence by you know, leaving them in the dust. They're sticking with us regardless.
Yeah.
And
we could take down the Persians with our core 300. Thank you very much.
That's right. We could fill up Thermopylae with some Spartans, I bet you.
Sparta!
Although it was It's a misnomer, right? It wasn't actually 300 or something. It was like 300
it was like 5,
and then like 5,000 Athens, Greece, Greeks or something. Like, I don't know.
They represented them well in the 300.
Painted on abs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of man sex. That was missing from the movie.
And I don't think Quasimodo was there either.
Yeah. I don't think Xerxes was 8 feet tall.
But he was so handsome.
He was, yeah.
And had like
5 pounds of gold in his head.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. His
definitely
voice.
Questioned my sexuality a little bit watching 300.
Yeah. It all could have, avoided the whole war with a peck on the cheek.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Isn't that pretty much Leonidas?
Yeah.
Just give me a kiss.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And I'll go back. It would be a regrettable waste if you don't take me to the movies.
And then, of course,
take me in a chariot.
And then, of course, Xerxes sits right in front of you, like, oh, this tall guy. I can't see the dang movie.
Gold crown.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't hate it. I just, I don't want to, I don't know if I can fall into that. I don't know if I'm able, like, to create. I don't know what to do to make somebody want to, oh, I need to listen to that. I put it out there. I leave it on the table. If it looks pretty to you, you eat it.
Well, ask the person. Ask the 300.
Yeah.
Comment.
Yeah.
Let us know what it is. Why do you come? How can we say it in a promo, in a whatever, if we're making a blurb about ourselves?
Right.
How do we say it in a non-fake way? Because we're trying to be true to the three of us.
Yeah.
And like you said, I loved in the start of this. I do this for you two.
That's it.
Period. End of story. Mm. I didn't think of a single listener or downloader.
Right.
When I thought I did this because you guys wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it with you guys, and y'all allowed me to. So I'm here, and I've had a blast every single time.
I do it for Allah, but.
Well,
the
moment you start doing it for the listener is exactly the road that we start going down. You're just like, I just need the listeners. What can I do to, you know, and then what are you going to do to have the most popular thing? You're going to appeal to the slowest member of that listener audience, you know, and the more that you come at it with, literally, I'm sitting here trying to make fun and entertain two guys rather than entertain 300 people.
Right.
It's the 300 people that get to come in and enjoy that. I mean, and again, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, we're the best, that we have our complete integrity intact and everything. It's not what I'm saying. I just don't.
But we're not doing this for money. I mean, that helps tons for what you're saying right there, because if we were getting paid X number dollar, I don't care if it's $5, $10, $1,000, $5,000 a week. If we were getting X numbers of dollars to put down, I'll take it. But no, we're putting X numbers of dollars down a week to put out a show. Somebody can say, well, you're doing it for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, so far, let me point this out. We're talking about buying ourselves shirts and stuff. This is cost. This has cost the three of us money.
I was like scraping change out of my truck to like donate towards the regrettable podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can keep my integrity until it's $5,000 a week, and then I'm like, hey guys, make sure to like and subscribe, and you won't believe what's gonna.
Well, that's to say we have some. That's why I was thinking. Well, we're not doing this for money. We're certainly not doing it for principles. There's no integrity involved in it. Why the hell are we doing this?
Not. It's for the inside. This room.
That's right. Well, and them 300 people. And that's why I testify, folks. Let us know. Do we need more structure? Do we need less? What the hell? Should I shut up more?
Right. And that's why it's nuanced, because while I say when I sit down to do it, I do it for y'all too. But when I'm in the editing process, when I'm putting it together, I want it to be a high quality. Of course, I do it for the listeners too. But the initial content that's created, I try and just put the blinders on try and make things that I know you guys can catch on with, that you guys will like, laugh, be intrigued, spark your own provoke your thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah. It's hard to start thinking about, let's take this to the next level. I don't know what that level is.
Yeah.
We have some ideas as to where to get
there. Right now,
yeah, that's right. It's pretty subterranean. Maybe the next thing we got to do is get a T-shirt gun and start shooting people with it. Once that happens, then maybe we'll be at that next level.
Yeah. We need to capture our audience, like literally capture them.
A net gun?
Yeah, they have those.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Maybe we could send the podcast to Guantanamo Bay and they can make their prisoners listen to it. Oh, and that'd be torturous. Man. Hey, we'll gain some listeners.
Yeah. Let's set up a GoFundMe account for a net gun.
I love it.
But I did get to see Tyler in the editing process. That was pretty much like just magic to me before. Like, I couldn't see it. It wasn't real. Like, it might as well just been an illusion, I guess. But right. There is an editing process. And, man, you are serious about it. Like, yeah. There was a couple times I, like, chimed in. And you're like, shut up. I'm listening.
Okay. Really, I should include you guys more. That way, I don't let something slip you don't want to. Because I don't want you guys to have something on there that you regret. One of the first things of the last episode was a total bomb for me. It got a zero, and I was like, oh, I'm keeping the bomb in.
Yeah.
You know, I'm definitely keeping the bad joke in that got a nothing.
I'm going to keep in the old, like, so I have a really important point to make here. It's I forgot. Sorry.
That just happens.
Yeah, at least listeners get to hear me like make new like vowel noises and consonant noises.
Right.
Yeah,
I never heard those. Yeah. successions what's the word I'm looking for?
Syllables.
Or, yeah, thank you.
7,000 languages on the planet, and I just invented a new one
every week.
Yeah.
Oh man, but like, yeah, and there's so much content to be had now.
Yeah.
You know, if you get on one podcast, that means you have to get on everything else as well. Like, we're lacking. We got to get on everything.
By the way, just a few minutes ago, I shared the regrettable, you know, live Twitch stream or whatever. Yeah. So you can like that and then go watch back.
There you go.
If you're listening to this right now on a podcast, then you can watch the live version on Twitch, which is a whole other episode in itself.
That's inevitable, by the way. If things keep going and keep climbing and we keep doing, it's going to have to be a video element as well, or offer both. I mean, that's the way it goes. If we're not on YouTube, we're dumb. You know what I mean? We're definitely dumb for not being on YouTube.
Yeah, somebody told me that recently. And
yeah.
One of my favorite podcasts, they always mention, hey, find us wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Right.
So that's honestly what I tell people when they ask us. And they're like, oh, so YouTube? No.
Darn.
Podbay? No.
No.
Podshark? Podbean? No.
IsisPod.net? No. Yeah. We're not on that one either.
Actually,
no. Yeah.
We just added this last week.
Do you have AOL? We're all over there.
Coming
man.
To you live from Aleppo. No, is that it?
Sometimes it sounds like it. Like listening to some podcasts of our back ones, there's like things like banging around and falling. It's like, what were you like in a bunker in Baghdad?
Yeah, sorry, they've got us zeroed right now. We're getting shellacked.
But check out the video. You might be surprised. We're more handsome than we sound.
That's right.
You might even say we're a few marginalized guys if you look at us here. But
yeah.
Pretty marginalized.
Three straight white men were just crushed into the dust every time. We don't have a voice in this country.
No, we don't. Giving it all to the non-binaries.
Too soon, guys. I know. Too soon.
Yeah. In 2048, this is going to look really stupid.
You need a century of change before this happens.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then that's the other thing about duping somebody. I don't want to do... Exactly. The bait and switch. Now, it was incredible when I saw it in action for our morning show. One day, there was projected to be snow, like a small chance, and there wasn't. Obviously, it was a beautiful day.
Yep.
But on the Facebook Live video, Jay put snow day, and we got like 50 views in the first second.
Yes,
and
it was hilarious.
But I felt bad.
Yeah, but I didn't at the same time.
Yeah, of course.
Y'all's the suckers that fell for that crap.
They stayed. Like, we rolled with a large amount of people.
We had the largest audience
we had
a long time. You're right.
So, like, that's the thing. Are we doing ourselves a disservice? Because the podcast or the show that we duped them into watching is good.
Right.
I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say it was good. We just duped you into watching it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sometimes the means justify the ends,
that's
right?
That's right. Backwards, right?
No,
the ends justify the means.
No, the mean justifies the ends.
Correct.
The
way in which you do it.
Yeah, justifies the end result.
The
end result is what justified you to clicked and duped them in the first place.
That's true, too.
We're both right.
Y'all are both right.
No, I think we're just saying.
The truth lies between us somewhere.
Are we, like, looking in a mirror?
I want to point out I agreed with both of you.
Okay.
What business of mine is that? You mean what business of yours is this?
Now you're just playing semantics. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. No, I guess, I don't know, I need to take a class or something. I need to find an online YouTube tutorial that I have to sit through and like and subscribe to be able to start to understand exactly how to do this.
That's true, yes and no. Can I give you the honest answer? We should all do that more often.
Yeah.
We should all do what it takes because we know as entertainers / media blah, blah, blahs, we know what it takes to get an edge up in digital society.
Right.
So are we, back to my question, are we truly serving ourselves in a lesser ability or are we being true to ourselves because we are, you know, Gen Xers / millennials who are see ourselves a little rise above that monotony of just putting out bull crap just to see if it connects.
Right. I guess it's just, I don't know, it's more of an old school way. I'm just not adapting, maybe. Like, my favorite comedian of all time is Patrice O'Neill. He is...
What's her name? What's she do? No, I'm just kidding.
He never kowtowed. He never did that. He was the funniest dude, and he used to tell his friends, I shouldn't be friends with you. That's how funny I am. I shouldn't even know. You have my number. You should not have my number. But the fact that he would go to Comedy Central in L.A., maybe tap dance for 30 seconds, and then just sit down and be like, you don't like me. You don't like me. You don't like me. You know, why are you even here? You have a pocket watch. Why? You know what I mean? Like, you know.
I could do that to locals.
Well, yeah, but
I can
like
sit in a room.
But that's integrity and not wanting to.
Not doing it.
You don't put on your I'm going to get a show shirt and tap dance and, you know, hello, my baby, for them, you know, and I'm not saying we're Patrice O'Neill over here that we even have the same shot that he did yet, but we're, you know, maybe if we had done a podcast that was easily sellable, because I'm saying this right now, this podcast is a hard one to sell.
Yeah.
It is.
Because even the people, because it's like weed in the 90s, even the people that loved it couldn't talk to each other about doing
it. Right. That's absolutely right.
Because it may not be acceptable locally.
Yeah. I get texts from people either saying, I would love an outlet to talk like that.
Like you guys do, yeah.
I would love, or people watching the Twitch, I'm just yelling at my phone because I want to be in on this conversation.
Right.
You know, and...
Could you imagine that guy in the 30s who did all those Mickey Mouse cartoons where they were like banging each other? How he felt?
Yeah, he had integrity.
Yeah, it was like the original integrity.
For real.
Okay, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, or like...
Did you look it up? Don't look it up.
No. Oh.
Or, I mean, do. I mean, if that's your thing, you know? Hey. The original furries.
We have I like that. Oh man, I guess
say cheese,
man. We got some growing to do.
Yeah,
I think. And I was asked if I was humbled today, basically. You know, was it like, and no, I wasn't. I was not humbled today.
Humbled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Iron Sheik.
Because I work with you daily and you humble yourself on a regular.
Yeah.
I mean, we were both in the context of the situation in which you were supposedly humbled or schooled or should have been. And I didn't see any reason for that.
No, my decision stands. I will not falter.
Yeah.
I'm like, I should be.
Well, you put it last week's episode when I wasn't here. Maybe 122nd episode later, when one of us isn't going to be here, we can line up where somebody's going to sit in with us. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's the thing. There's people I love and know who are funny, but man, there's something that we have here at this podcast that I don't want to mess with.
Right.
I don't want to start bringing in other, that makes sense.
You can get too many voices.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Where, we'd step on each other occasionally, but many times in a funny way, people are gathering both of what we're saying because it's connecting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You could have a seriously experienced radio guy or podcast guy come in here, and while this is no fault of theirs, they're probably going to end up getting stepped on or stepping on us, or just the chemistry needs to be built.
Yep. One of the suggestions I got recently from a new listener was that we need to have somebody from the other side if we're going to go into politics. And if I can just say, like, man, I don't even know what side I'm on. Right. I honestly couldn't peg either one of you guys because we're not to sound like existential here, but we're like not easily categorized. Yeah. I mean, personally, I believe in reparations and the death penalty.
Right.
You know, there's no party for me. But this guy who was telling me this, he's like, and he was referencing a certain episode that we had. And I'm like, what? We're supposed to have people on here that like don't believe the earth is round. You know, that you're going to learn Russian if you take the COVID-19 vaccine. Hey. I'm afraid that those people may not have the best of time on this podcast with us.
We got to give them a platform for their voice. I don't care about the voice. I care about you being able to sit there and be funny or engage or chemistry. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter really what your views are. I'd love to have somebody here refute everything I say. Unfortunately, it's just that we're all similarly like-minded. And guess what? Yeah, there's no sides.
No.
The other side, guess what? We're called humans.
Yeah, right. I'm on America's side.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay?
And humanity side, exactly.
Yeah. Multifaceted, you know, interesting, handsome. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly. All us good-looking people.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
What, are we supposed to get ugly guys on here?
But if you believe, like, thermite paint took down the towers on 9/11,
we cannot agree. Yeah.
Not interested.
No, I'm just not interested. Jesse. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jesse. Maybe one day. Although that would be a nice boost in the ratings.
That would be a huge boost in the ratings. We had Jesse Ventura on.
Yeah, but talk about selling your principles, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It would take me a second to either say no or yes. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
So that's where I know.
Let's start there. Have Jesse Ventura on and guarantee 12,000 downloads, or not have Jesse Ventura on and continue to slowly grow the way we have with no guarantees.
So I would have to say have Jesse Ventura on because I would like him in person to hone my impersonation of him a little bit better.
I would just like to meet the dude.
Yeah, of
in
course.
In reality, I don't care what he believes. I'd like to say, what's up, Jesse Ventura?
For sure.
I'm certain I'd get my ass kicked from the experience.
Yeah. But would you verbally? See, that's the thing about, I got a loud mouth. I got a really loud mouth, especially when this is something that I want to talk about. And you know what? We're just going to go ahead and transition
get into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a couple things that we maybe wrap later.
Please go. I can dot in those too.
Well, to kind of talk about how to make things more clickbaity, it does seem like there is mathematics behind it now. That there is, I mean, the lowest common denominator has shifted over years. You know, that's been as far as entertainment goes. But it does seem like nowadays I see, I read a tutorial recently on like the founder of clickbait, like Huffington Post.
Yeah.
You know, they had like how to make your stuff more attractable online. And it was, again, we were joking about it, red arrows, big titles, you know, it's ridiculous. And it's something that like influencers 100% seem to be. They've just absorbed all those principles, you know?
And it doesn't matter the category in which you're trying to stay within.
Absolutely not.
I see World War II videos that are like, you won't believe what happened in Tobruk.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I think I will. Yeah. I bet you I will.
You change the story.
Yeah. Gardening videos, because I've looked at a few, and again, like big red arrows. It's got, again, the person with like a big surprise face, and it's like, you know, people have been growing tomatoes for a long time. All right?
Yeah. Everything you need to know about soil. And it's not. It's not. Right. That's the worst part about it is that it'll say everything you need to know about blank and will have zero information in
Absolutely.
It. Yeah. And you've got to sit through the like, subscribe, you know, speech that comes with it.
I think we can narrow all this down to a comment section again. To keep from being clickbaity, but to also appeal to those listening, shoot us a comment or a social media message or a whatever and say, hey, this is what I like talking about, or what I like hearing y'all talk about, or what I think y'all would be great to discuss. I've thought about it, but I haven't heard y'all discuss it, and I like what y'all discuss. You know what I mean?
One of the most depressing things in the world to me, though, is, I mean, I guess there could be other things like surviving the Rwandan genocide.
Yeah,
I would probably be pretty depressed if I was in that whole thing. But I see people who maybe they read the same Huffington Post article I did on how to be clickbaity and attract likes and followers and subscribers, but then they suck at it. They're like, now they've sold all their principles. They have no original content. They're literally just trying to use a formula to so they can make enough get enough subscribers on YouTube to get a paycheck every month.
Yeah.
And then they're just absolutely shitty at it.
They're still getting only 2 likes.
And then they to go back and to put this effort into something and then to go back and get like 2 likes or something. You've like sold your principles and you're just not well enough, I guess, you know.
And either you do that or there's a veritable graveyard of people who turned on their listeners or subscribers or this and that. Like, I'll bring up Anthony Cumia, who's from the Opie and Anthony show. After that whole empire crumbled, he then started getting trolled a little bit by people, and he started buying into it. And the more that you buy into it, the more that you let yourself be trolled and respond back, the harder they go at it. Mm-hmm. And now he's like literally in a graveyard of just, you know, like he can't release a thing without it getting a ton of hate and this and that. And those people loved him at one point. They just absolutely turned on him because he started making bad content. You know, and not only that, but also responding to trolls and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just an interesting, you can see across the board of maybe people who were famous for things like radio and just talking, expressing their opinions. They don't know how to do it now. Mm. It's completely different. And then the people that started nowadays, they over clickbait stuff and still release bad content. Like, there's no medium. Mm. There really isn't. I mean, like you talk about the Fifth Column podcast. It's a very niche, you know, like if you're going to like that type of thing, you're going to like the podcast. Yeah. There's not a whole lot of people who are like, oh, just tune into this randomly.
Right. And it's not one I generally ever suggest to other people.
Right. You know? Right. But it really is good. I listen to it and it's because I'm interested in those things. If you're not, then that's the thing. Also, you have so much choice for what you get to launch into now. I mean, if one guy does, you don't like this one guy, I guess there's 10 people behind them that you can go and listen to the same thing. That's I don't like the idea of keeping this, you know, we need to appeal to locals. We need to appeal to this and that. I mean, I want to appeal to the Croatian dude who's listening. I want to, I don't want to even appeal to that guy. I want to appeal. I just want to make this a thing that literally anybody could probably pick up. And if you don't like it, you don't like it and you don't listen to it again.
Exactly.
I'm not going to cry and try and chase after a listen and end up in that graveyard I'm talking about myself.
So I feel like the listeners that maybe we're trying to reach are also, they're astute enough to realize that 98% of everything is shit. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. 98% or 99.9% of everything is going to be bad. And we live in a world so inundated with content and everything. There's just so much to wade through. It can be honestly off-putting, I figure, unless you really know what you're looking for. You know, I watched a Bill Maher, the Real Time.
Yeah, Real Time.
Yeah, that segment where he was kind of, he did a great job destroying this Rolling Stones article where they talked about the entertainment industry needs to be more equitable, where if something gets 1% of all the attention, then it needs to get 1% of the awards and the recognition and all that. What? And he's like, there's a reason that things are at the bottom 1%. Yeah. Okay. It's that they're crap.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be just shared. Let's keep the awards and recognition to the folks who are actually good at what they do.
Right.
You know, it's just now, it's again, this is, you know, harking towards the participation trophy, which is now almost like a way of living nowadays. We can't even call it participation trophy. It's not the exception. It's the norm now, you know.
That's why I said during my little opener here, I don't want it based on a lottery system either.
Mm.
I don't want to just say, hey, we should get equal listens, equal shares, equal this and that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if we're not getting shared as much or we're not getting as many listens, then there's only one person to blame for that, and that's me.
Absolutely.
You know? And I just,
I blame you every day.
So yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
It must have been Tyler. I don't know.
And you guys know I'm an easy scapegoat. Scapegoat, yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Skate goat.
Skate on that goat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be Tony Hawk. Thank you very much.
That's right.
I guess
I just like the idea of bringing stuff to you guys that I don't know exactly how you're going to react and this and that. Mm. I just think it's important to keep it in that way, you know?
Yeah. Sure. I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to breathe
heavy. It's intellectually stimulating that way. I mean, Look, it's so easy to be in your own echo chamber nowadays. Again, social media, man. The whole internet is like this algorithm-based internet and online entertainment is so algorithm. It's all about, again, what is the core of it? It's all about getting clicks for an advertiser, you know?
And that's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, that's money runs the world, right? I guess. So
think about it like that, though.
Yeah.
It's all about clicks for an advertiser. It's not even about clicks for us. It's about clicks for someone else.
That's right. And the like the worst contributor to that, like you said earlier, is Huffington Post. I mean, you literally can't even go on their website. The moment that you start scrolling on their website, like on an article, the ads like follow you and like
videos play automatically.
You have to opt out.
We live in a opt out society where
you're opted in.
Yes, you're already automatically.
Yeah,
you know,
if you can do it, then they do it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do everything just because you can. You know, like, I don't know. Build up your what you listen to, the content that you want to absorb and eat on and chew on. You don't have to just do everything just because it's there.
Right.
You know, like people spend so much time on the internet. I mean, I definitely spend time on the internet doing what I want to be watching and doing. I just don't want to get people to listen that don't want to listen.
And that makes sense.
I think that makes sense. It might sound like, well, yeah, you idiot, but I'm sure you wouldn't believe how much content is out there while people are watching. It's like, why am I watching this?
Yeah,
they've got you already. They got you. They got your listen. They got your click, and they probably got you on the next damn episode.
Well, we got radio. I mean, we know what we know. We got radio and newspaper.
Yeah.
I mean, in any case, you got plenty of articles you've written that somebody didn't want to read. But they've got the newspaper, and they read the whole thing.
Right.
Or vice versa, the radio station. There's plenty of things that go on in the morning show that Joe Blow does not care to hear. But he or she just either listens to the morning show because they love the three of us, or they listen to the morning show because they want to hear the weather, or they listen to the morning show because they want to hear the news, or they listen to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's pieces of it. And they've got to subscribe to the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true.
They're kind of trapped in that regards. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a captive audience. In this case, we are reaching outside of that captive audience and saying, hey, guys, we want to be ourselves, and we want to see if you like that, too.
That's right. And if you go on the washtoppodcast.com and you listen to any of the others and you happen to come upon us, I guess it's hard to say that we appeal to the listeners of the other podcasts on there. Again, if you like talk radio, this is what it's pretty much all about. I mean, podcasts just make it easier, like less annoying, you know, and easier to consume and on your own time. That's the biggest thing. So again,
I like that you still have to explain that to some people. Like, podcasts are still a mystery to some folks. We were talking to a friend recently. He's like, you guys need more music in your podcast. Like, you have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
All right, we're going to go to break here.
While we're on break, enjoy this classic.
You've already hated everything you've heard so far. Here's some more to hate.
Freebird.
CCR.
That's right.
You're going to enjoy this classic.
Okay, sorry.
You're not a fan of CCR. You get to have your ear, turn it off, whatever you're listening to. Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's launch right into Fortunate Son here. that's
break time, right?
Yeah, man.
We need a long song because I got to pee.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes. No,
yeah, right, exactly.
So listen to the podcast if you want to. If you don't, I ain't gonna blame you for it. Tune in, man, KDQN 92.1 to listen to more of it, and
You guys are really good at keeping your morals and your scruples and all that stuff. So I'll sell myself. Like, subscribe, guys. Yeah. Just share us. If you share us and comment, we'll love you back. I promise.
We're looking at getting some gizmos. We're looking at getting some
t-shirts and flippy flappies.
I would love to get some gizmos.
Yeah, like some widgets.
Some widgets.
Oh, yeah, some chasems.
Some chase.
Whatchamacallums.
Like, exactly. I want it to be a question mark. Buy the gizmo for $2 or something and just see what you get.
Yes. That's a great. Hey,
a bag of dirt for my yard.
It's
got to be something with at least a switchy thing. And
Yeah.
I know our website, it wasn't created by Google, but do you think they could create like a store under our page?
I don't believe there's anything stopping us from paying $7 a month to have a Squarespace.
Then we
got to
go through the big bosses and stuff. Let's just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool.
Right. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
But to go back to this like entertainment and how it traps you in this cycle, you know, that's why I find it so hard to watch TV nowadays.
Oh, man. We haven't even touched on that.
Yes. I mean, it seems like there is such a standard format. And again, I don't have many examples to go off because I've been totally like steered away from TV. We saw it with Game of Thrones. I've seen it. The Expanse I really tried to get into, which is this Amazon original. I'm very much a sci-fi guy. This seemed to like fill all my desires for a sci-fi show. But every episode, it like ends with a cliffhanger.
Right.
You know, I remember, didn't shows used to have like a cliffhanger, maybe kind of like in the middle or maybe like three quarters of the way, so there was time to resolve it.
You're talking about Columbo.
Yeah. Talking about Leave It to Beaver, bro.
And that's when I learned his watch was 5 minutes slow.
CSI, maybe? I don't know. And now it's like, you gotta watch the next one. Exactly. And it forces this binge-watching habit, too. You know, again, it traps you into it.
That's for sure.
There's no clear beginning and end, you know?
It's been going on for longer than we're giving it credit, you know, like watching the trailers for shows. To be continued. You won't believe what happens on the next episode of The Bachelor.
Exactly.
Let me guess, he picks one of the other blondes and she goes home.
And he kisses her, too.
Yeah. But the Bachelorette, choose between Jaden, Brayden, Crayden, or...
I wouldn't be surprised,
any white guy with a trim-cut beard and friggin' gelled hair. I mean, they all look the same.
But I wouldn't be surprised if that really became such the norm with Netflix, though. Because, again, when Netflix came out, man, it was... Or let's say the streaming side of Netflix, not to, like, get a DVD in the mail.
Man.
And you don't get another one until you send the original one. But I remember those days.
Yeah.
It was like a Wild West.
And the app used to be on a disc, too. They'd send the disc and it says, do not send this back. This is how you watch Netflix.
That's right.
Just stupid.
It's like the admin disc.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
or AOL, internet for 32 days for free.
My idea back then was like the Army needed to develop a gun that shot AOL discs out and save the taxpayers some money. Yeah. We could all just donate our AOL discs.
Dude, that'd be a deadly gun.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right in the throat. Slice you. Literally
slice through 90 millimeters of rolled steel armor.
Yeah, the tank buster, AOL shooting disc gun.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But what were you saying? What did Netflix?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that style, like if that format of television show with the cliffhanger right at the end, like the teaser, it ends in the teaser, came out with Netflix streaming, because again, it was such a competitive market then. You know, now I don't know anybody who has cable anymore.
Right.
You know, but I mean, that was the big battle, Netflix versus the cable and satellite company. And they had to get a way to attract people to Netflix and to keep them on there, not just like stick around for a month, watch what you can, and then get rid of it.
Right. Off your free trial.
Yeah, off your free trial. Now you needed to get addicted to it because, again, it's just never ending. You know, the cliffhanger. You always have to wait for the next one to come out.
Literally everything in the world is that way. I mean, each have you figured out yet why you can't eat just one Lay's chip? Because there's an exact scientific amount of fat and salt in there to make it not satisfy you and have to have another one. It's like every single thing is depriving you just a little to make sure that, dude, and I fall victim to it. Oh, I fall victim to the Lay's.
Everybody does.
I fall victim to the shows. I fall victim to the stupid YouTube channel streaming things of that I like. I sit through it. I sit through the like, subscribe. I sit through the dumb thumbnail and everything. And I'm just duped all the time. And there's just something about that I don't want to jump into exactly. I don't know.
we're all victims of it, you know. And it probably is tied a lot with instant gratification too. You mentioned the Fifth Column. They generally come out with a new podcast every Friday. I waited till 8 o'clock Saturday morning. They hadn't come out with the episode. I bought their Patreon. Finally subscribed. I don't know if that's their new market tactic where like original faithful subscribers like myself, you know, now force me into getting a Patreon because you were a day late on releasing the episode. It worked. You know,
it's like when your heroin dealer doesn't show up at night, like, and you're like, what is the meaning of this?
Yeah. Now you break into your grandma's house and steal her fentanyl.
Yeah.
Oh man, that is literally the podcast version of what I did on Saturday.
Yeah, you're just fiending, scratching your arm, looking for the next fix. So you bought. How much was the Patreon?
It's $25 a month.
Whoa!
Wow!
Is that top tier?
Second top tier.
Dang. Yeah. Okay. Well, shout out. I'm gonna do it right. Fifth Column.
Things are going well. And hey, I'm gonna help my buddies up there.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
There's Louis C.K. He sends. He releases stuff on his website. I buy it all. I just buy it all, and I send him emails every time. I say, love you, I'm buying this in a second. And I've never gotten anything back from him. But he has a special that I've bought three times in three different ways. I bought the stream when it first came out. I bought the downloadable version. Now I just bought the audio version yesterday. He's coming out with that, and I'll probably buy that too. Okay. And he's coming out with a vinyl. I was thinking about getting that of the thing. By the way, Louis C.K.
You're a fan, though. That's okay.
That's right.
I mean,
he's not baiting me. I want to support him.
Exactly.
Support these folks like Louis C.K., man, who's, I mean, he's had, there's been some shittiness in his career recently, but the man sticks to his guns.
Absolutely.
You know, he hasn't sold his principles, you know? So, you know what? And most of us enjoy his stuff for free all the time. I mean, you can watch all his stuff on YouTube, but, you know, and here I am preaching. I've been listening to that particular podcast for like 4 years now.
For
free.
Yeah.
You know, now they've only had a Patreon for about a year, but I definitely feel like a better person after giving them my money.
You enjoyed what
they
offered.
Did you enjoy what you got? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Instantaneously. Yeah. Now, this is a podcast that opens up my mind to political thought every week. I mean, I feel smarter every time I catch an episode of it, but the most elucidating moment came when the first Patreon episode that I listened to, they got a question. Now, this is a libertarian-leaning podcast. Please, folks, I am no libertarian, but these are very
You'll
smart guys.
You'll have to explain that to me what it is later.
Okay. Like, humans are perfect. No.
Okay, cool.
No. the most elucidating moment came when they got just an oddball question, because one of the listeners knew that one of the hosts, Michael Moynihan, is a big fan of like hip-hop from the 90s. And asked him, Gangstars Above the Cloud, is it Jerry Seinfeld that provides the sample at the beginning?
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
You and I, Tyler, have talked about this forever, that this got to be, it sounds just like Jerry just Seinfeld. Like,
that's right.
And he dispelled that notion and gave the evidence of how you can figure out any sample. You know, what was it?
Whosample.com.
Whosample.com.
That's right.
I'll be damned.
Again, I'm sorry, I'm going off a tangent here, but it was, again, 30 minutes into paying for this Patreon, my only regret was that I hadn't done it sooner.
Right.
Really? Well, that is a successful Patreon then.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of Patreons out there that are disappointing.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Sure. You put some money out, you're like, this is what all I get for money. I was getting better when it was free.
You get your name on a list sometimes or whatever for the Patreon list for that month, or you get a shout out.
Right.
You know, there's one, I'm not going to say the name of it, but there's one channel on YouTube that offers a very expensive Patreon, and the top tier patron, all they get is the episode like a day before, and they get sometimes like a random lottery system shout out. So it'll be like, all right, now opening up this system, we just wanted to shout out, you know, Rough Ride of Goku 42069.
Yeah.
You rock.
That's it.
Let's get back into the episode.
I got $250 a month.
Exactly. Wow. You rock. Wow. Thank you.
Well, I know you guys are, and I'm so thankful that you guys keep your morals and your scruples and all that stuff about you, because me, I'm Hollywood, baby. I got a commercial.
I'm in
a commercial next week.
Yeah.
The devil's doing accounting, and he's like, I've sold his, he's sold his soul to me like five times now.
He's in debt.
Right? It's like, where's my start? Satan. No.
That's right. So we'll keep you updated on the commercial that Jay Lindley's in.
Oh,
and
yes.
We'll make sure to, you know, give it its proper due.
Provide you links and all that stuff.
There you go.
You know, yeah. My debut.
I did want to talk just briefly. This is old news for you. You're already fully vaccinated, right?
Yes, sir.
For COVID-19. I got mine the other day, and I'm still alive. I'm not a zombie. I can't speak for Jay Lindley. I'm not him.
I tried to bite you earlier, but I think you thought it was something else, so I was just going to pull it
off. I was telling you what my fetishes were. Yeah,
that's true.
But in case.
His toes were there. I'm sorry.
Feet and biting. Yeah.
Little Vienna, little Vienna sausages.
Yeah. More like little kolaches.
Oh, there you go.
Cheese filled.
Puffy.
Little jalapeno. Yeah. They're spicy.
Yeah. Yeah. Waterlogged after being in a welly all day.
But I got the COVID-19 vaccine. Felt great afterwards. Nice. Definitely felt like Lindley socked me in the arm. But
yes.
I was, you know, here in Arkansas, so they've opened it up to like... pretty much anybody with a health condition and essential workers. And I was definitely going in there like adamant that I was going to be in the essential workers category.
Media.
When they asked. I was going to keep my dignity and not just be a fat bastard lining up to get my COVID-19 vaccine. They didn't even give me the opportunity. They looked at me and they just assumed you're fat.
Yeah. I'm a fat fuck. Can I get in that line, please?
I did eat a bacon wrapped hot dog while I was while I was at the mass clinic. So I mean, if
the ones that go in the bacon wrapped hot dog category, they fall in the obese category.
It's like when in Rome, okay?
Yeah.
You think I'm a fat bastard? I'm gonna show you just how fat of a bastard. You give me a shot while I've got bacon dog all over my face.
That's how they get you. That's how they trick you into it.
That's right.
So you eat that, you don't realize you're getting turned into a they're grabbing your DNA for a clone.
Yeah. You don't know it's just bacon grease, actually.
Well, that's more than I've contributed to society anyway.
Take
my DNA if that
helps. They're going to give you a free clone. They kill you.
Yeah,
they take you, and then your clone replaces you. Haven't you seen The Sixth Day? Yeah. Arnold got nothing out of the deal.
Don't.
It was the worst deal. It was a terrible deal.
This is the best Arnold impression.
Oh, man.
Get in the chopper.
Get in the chopper. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to go have lunch.
Yeah. All right.
Your head will spin because I'll twist it off your neck.
Bigly.
Stick around. So sometimes I can definitely have a really loud mouth, and just when it comes to, you know, maybe you've been drinking. So there's been two Christmas parties I've went to working at a dealership, and I get kicked out of both of them. The first one.
That's your first time somewhere. It's usually your last, right?
Yeah. But so the first time was a Christmas party that we went to, and I was engaging in all kinds of verbal sparring with people, and it was nice and fun. And this one guy comes up. I've told this story on the show, not on the podcast, though. The first time was with, I was at a Christmas party, and I was dressed really well, so I thought, dressed really well.
Right.
And this guy comes through this kind of crowd of us. It's a whole dealership full of people in one place, you know, so I wasn't worried about a fight or anything like that.
Yeah, it's folks and you work with, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
But this, I did not work with this particular person. They came through, and he had a very attractive woman with him, and she stepped on my dress shoe, you know, which I very sarcastically was like, what the hell? You know, you stepped on my shoe and this and that. And she was like, oh, I'm so, you know, and we laughed about it. Her little boy toy there was not so happy about it. And he thought I was serious. And he just comes right up to me. He's like, oh, you know, problem? Is there a problem? Blah, blah, blah. And he's tiny, super hipster guy. Mm. So I start just kind of making fun of him. The beer, is it gluten-free? Is it, you know, where's your Mumford & Sons t-shirt? This and that. And just little jabs and this and that. And he actually got me with a good one. He said, you look like you're dressed like an Applebee's waiter. Loved it. But eventually it got to the point where he was not happy at all. And
he couldn't continue the tongue jabs?
No. And he continued, which I can get stymied too. You know, I mean, you can only have so many jabs at somebody before you might, you know, kind of fail or roll out on him. And it got to the point where now it was like he was very upset and started pushing. My good best friend and brother-in-law had to step between us, and we ended up getting asked to leave. So that
this
was
wasn't the guy you whose head you smashed into a slot machine?
No. And I didn't do that. Well, that's the next one.
Oh, okay. So, sorry.
So that was the first one, and it was very simple. That one was like, all right, we'll go, not a big problem. The second one was a little more complicated. The second one was a Christmas party at the very same dealership that we went out to a casino. The casino's probably about 15, 20 miles outside of town. And we go out there. It's December.
But the dealership has already had dealings with you being unruly.
Yes.
Okay. So they know what to get into with you now.
This is the casino that's like on the way into Flagstaff, coming from the east. It's like where they probably have like some law, like you can't be within 5 miles of the city. So it's like 5 miles and 1 feet.
Right.
They put a casino.
Right. It's literally nothing around it. So we go there, and I'm not driving. I know it's going to be a fun night for me, so I don't drive. I catch a ride over there, and eventually we get there. We go through the whole like ceremony. Things are given away, and blah blah blah. Then they turn us all loose on the casino, like 100 guys, basically shop, sales, service, parts, go at it. This one wasn't even my fault. So I'm at the table of managers watching them play a poker game, and it's like getting really intense to the point where I'm like, I need to go. I'm out of here. So I start walking away, and all of a sudden this guy comes out of nowhere and pushes the hell out of me. Like just out of nowhere,
like shoves you with mean,
shoves
or
me
like,
mean.
Okay,
mean.
Not just out of the way. Like oh, he's going that way.
Yeah.
So, but like comes up to you and shoves you.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
And
those are fighting shoves.
Though it was a fighting shove.
Okay.
And
so, gentlemen, what provoked this act of aggression against me?
That's right. Well, I called him a chicken head.
How dare you? Well, that may have started it or after the fact.
That was after he pushed me.
And what's up, chicken head?
Yeah, yeah. He starts
not a great connotation.
No. And eventually, he starts yelling at me about how I was looking at his girlfriend.
Ooh.
And his girlfriend is standing next to him, like. You know, like looking down and this and that. And so
was you looking at his girl?
No.
Do you even know who his girl is at this point? Okay,
no.
Good.
This guy's not associated with the dealership at all. Blah,
I love
blah, blah.
It. I love it.
So, of course, my stupid mouth, I'm like, I wasn't looking at your common girlfriend. That's what I said. And he just went like that and came at me. So I laid one right on him. And
a smooch?
Yeah, I gave him a smooch right on the cheek. And he
dropped him with a smooch.
Yeah, he stumbled back into the slot machine and just slid down.
Ooh.
And he just looked like a child at that point. He was like, I want to go on the fun ride. I want to go on the bouncy castle.
This place is not fun anymore.
Yeah, it was like I didn't hit him enough to like break his jaw or anything like that. He just kind of hit the thing, slid down, and was like, I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese or something. It was not ready. And he was drunk. And 8 security guards rush me.
Jumped you.
Drag me out. Toss me out of the place.
Like you're not even fighting.
He got his blood all over the slot machine. Come on.
And of course, he's allowed to stay in. And I was like, he started the fight, all this stuff. Yeah. And it was Flagstaff, December, very cold. Yeah. Snow on the ground.
Ooh.
And I'm in dress gear. Like, I'm in no suit jacket. I don't wear a suit jacket. I don't like suit jackets. Mm. So I have no jacket. I'm in, like, dress pants, dress shirt.
Which is pretty chilly.
It was freezing, and they wouldn't even let me stay in the foyer. They were like, nope, you got to get out. And the security guard I was dealing with was super cool. He's like, I get it, man, but you're not allowed back in. So I'm waiting out there just waiting for somebody to come out that I know that's going home. And my phone was on like 1%. No Ubers around, and then eventually it died as I was trying to contact other people. And so I'm just waiting out there, just freezing, like down to my last smoke. And eventually, the general manager of the dealership comes out
snap.
And he's going home. So I was able to catch a ride with him.
Nice.
It was very awkward.
I got kicked out, bro. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did he ask, inquire about your predicament?
Yes, he was super cool. So he understood the whole thing. And he, like you said, he knew I had a problem before at the last one. So, so he dropped me off at home. I stumbled to the nearest store to get smoke, stumbled back. And that was a good one. And I'm not coming off as a badass. It's just like, you know, I keep trashing people and not allowing I don't want it to turn physical, even though I know the outcome is pretty much there's no other way.
Speaking of not wanting to turn physical, I was sexually harassed at a Hard Rock Cafe casino.
By a woman?
No, by a dude.
Oh, no.
At the roulette table.
Flattering, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, no, he was drunk and very handsy.
Yeah.
And I even complained, and they kicked me out.
Oh, man. Oh, he must have been a big spender.
Yeah, he was. He was the a local big spender, and yeah. I was a big dude, and he was a little guy.
No, you don't understand, man. This guy grabs whoever he wants to.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I shot a message to the Hard Rock. This is in wherever it is between Broken Bow and Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I shot a message to him on Twitter. I was like, you know, I just got sexually felt up, basically, and then kicked out of your casino because of it was a local. And they were like, oh, I'm so sorry. Please send me the email, blah, blah, blah. And I never heard nothing.
Yeah, you didn't make you didn't do a Yelp review?
I should have. I should.
The place is great, but watch out for this guy.
It's basically Weinstein Productions. Yeah.
I should have had Laura send some specific letterhead. That would have probably made a move quicker. Give me some free play.
There you go.
Then it just gave me some free play.
Yeah, it's sticking one's foot in one's own mouth. Fortunately, I haven't had any situations where I like had to smash any machines and people in
and
the
have
process.
To back it up.
But I do pay attention to obituaries a little more these days than I used to, because I was like, it was like a bad run. It was like 2 weeks or so where I kept asking people like, oh, how's so and so, and they're like, they're dead. Okay, like, how's your wife? Dead. How's your mom? Dead. Yeah. How's your son? Dead.
Dang.
And I was like, all right. It was literally like it was a bad spate of them there for a while.
How was your wife? Oh, she cheated on me with my dad.
Killed them both.
So I killed them both.
Yeah. That's why I'm in prison. What are you
right? You did contact me.
But I know when it's going to be a much more innocent story here. This occurred when I first moved down here. I'm just like a dumb immigrant who doesn't know any better. But of course, moved down here, and our grandparents had a farm that one of the animals that they raised was rabbits. And for like meat production, I think they'd extract the brains from the rabbits and do like genetic testing on them. But I had a buddy who like, he's like, man, your grandparents' farm is like right next to this wildlife refuge, which is filled with alligators. Let's grab some rabbits and feed them to the alligators. And I was like, I've got nothing else to do. Let me check my schedule here.
Sounds fun. Right?
Nothing else going on. Sounds awesome. Yeah. Let's do it. So we scooped up a rabbit. We drove down to the refuge. And didn't realize it was like the opening day of muzzle loading deer season. So, of course, there's a game warden. On the road, and he's like not just pulling people over, he's parked his truck and he's outside of it talking to everybody who comes through. And me and my buddy roll through, and he's looking in the vehicle. He's like, no guns, no fishing tackle, what are you guys doing here? I don't know any better, so I tell him the truth. I'm like, oh, we got this rabbit here that we're gonna go feed to an alligator. And he's like, oh yeah. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, nah. And let me tell you, he like lists, it was probably like $15,000 worth of fines. and crimes, offenses, and violations that I've committed, you know. And, you know, I explained to him, like, I don't know. I don't know any better. And he was cool, and he was like, all right, just don't do it. So buddy and I drive around a little bit more, and, of course, we see a bunch of alligators, and we're like, oh, it'd be so cool.
You did it anyway.
We didn't because that's what we kept talking. It's like, you know, he's going to catch us on our way
out.
You know, and that's
like, where's them bunnies at?
Where's that rabbit
at?
So anyways, we're leaving the refuge, and sure enough, he sees us again and he stops. And my buddy's like instantly like looking for the rabbit. Well, the rabbit had crawled underneath the seat of the car. So I'm sitting there, my hands on the steering wheel. Jason is frantically reaching under the seat of the vehicle for something. The game warden instantly, I can't blame him, whips out his pistol and aims it right at us. And he's like, what's he reaching for? And we both instantly put our hands out the window. Oh, and we're like, man, we're just looking for the rabbit. And sure enough, we produced the rabbit like a magic trick.
Yeah.
And everything was just fine afterwards.
Your hat.
Yes. But I remember when I told the game warden, I was like, well, we're down here. We got this rabbit we're gonna feed to an alligator. My buddy was just like, I could see he just like died inside.
Right.
You know, the facial expression was like, you idiot, just tell him we're doing drugs or something down here. Tell him I was gonna give you a hand job.
I had once talked a whole bunch, way more than I needed to a cop after I had just eaten a roach.
Boy, you got something in your teeth.
I was just talking, and my buddy was like, when we were leaving, I was like, I just shut up. Just wanted to tell you to shut up. You're talking right into this cop's face.
That's hilarious.
I don't know. So many unaddressed mental health issues in this country, plus the easy availability of firearms.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just worried now. You hear all the time.
Don't do it.
Yeah. You roll up at a gas station and you've got your Oakland Raiders sticker on your bumper and somebody says something, you take offense to it. Now, there's a good chance there's going to be a shootout afterwards from it. Speaking of which, I went to go buy a firearm today.
You did?
Yeah.
Why not? Why didn't you?
Because it looked like I think I was describing, it was like someone found an armory of the French Resistance from 1943 and then sold it. I mean, it was like rust all over the guns. Ooh. It was just such a motley collection. They had like a Brown Bess flintlock rifle hanging up that honestly looked like it was just dug up from the Revolutionary War.
That's awesome. Are they reasonably priced?
That's what I'm looking
priced?
For, okay?
Yeah. And they want $1,000 for it.
Yeah, no. Are you going to protect your family, your friends and family with a Brown Bess musket?
That's what really it should all go down to, I think. You're going to protect your family and your household. Everybody should just have muskets. That's what we should just revert it all back to that when the law was actually written.
Yeah, they weren't exactly thinking of like semi-automatic assault rifles back then. You know, certainly.
Let's go back to muskets and flintlock pistols. I like that.
I think I got it all. Got stuff to do today. Might have to wrap this up before too long.
That's fine. Let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah, there's still drinking to do. We got family about to move down, so that's pretty cool. And
I can't wait for that.
Well, guys, this has been a good one. Episode 13 in the books.
Lucky number
13.
Like, subscribe. I'll say it. Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
Make sure you like us on social media at RegrettablePod1 or at RegrettablePodcast, wherever you like your social stuffs.
That's right.
And I got to say, it sounds like we're going to have a tremendous party this weekend, just by the sounds of it. Wish I could invite everybody listening. Yeah. But if I think we had our big celebration on the 7th episode of this podcast, I think next weekend.
Yeah,
maybe.
After the 14th airs, we got to do something big.
That's right. I'm down. I'm down. We got big plans for this thing coming up in the future. We're looking at getting some merch, some gizmos.
Yeah.
Start sending them out. So,
I like your idea. There's going to be a situation in which you get a gizmo. Or a whatchamacallit, or a thingamajig.
Yeah.
And you have no clue what that's going to be.
If you're lucky, you'll get a thingamajig. Lucky.
I want the thumbnail of the product to be a question mark.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're going to send it to you because you were listening that day or you that's downloaded that week or whatever. That's just some reason.
Just contact us out. Reach us. Obviously, the first part of the show, we're kind of struggling to find where we are.
Right.
You know what I mean? And what we need to do
We know exactly where we are.
Yeah.
Think about it.
With ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this show will just be a reflection of us, I think.
Yeah.
It already is, my friends. Man.
I see the end result. I see myself basking in the sun on a super yacht.
Exactly.
In the future, thanks to everyone listening.
Thanks for selling out to some super PAC.
I know we don't like Joe Rogan anymore, but hanging out with Joe Rogan one day.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
In the podcast greatness.
Him hanging out with us.
Pass the bowl of gummies. Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, that's it, right?
Yes.
Anything else you guys want to impart?
Peace out, homie.
Peace out. All right. Regrettable Podcast, episode 13. We'll see y'all next week.